This is CliffCentral.com. The Football Show. It's a philosophy on CliffCentral.com.
Show a show about what is the show about? Is it about football? Is it a football show?
A show about lifestyle.
Lifestyle. About
lifestyle. Some football here and there.
Yeah.
Strippers here and there.
Strippers here and there.
Your uncle here and there.
Your uncle in the building.
In
so
the
we just have this like fire jam. We just wanted to play the streets.
As a belief,
uncle, you know what? You really put me on today, man.
This is what I'm here for. As I said, this is why they call me the uncle. I'm here to teach the kids. About life.
You're here for the kids?
If anything, I love kids.
I feel like this should be the new theme song for the football show. If anything, this should be the song. Oh my God, listen to this team.
This team, who?
This team, oh. Is it? Where's this team, oh? Where are you playing this team from, uncle?
Let me give it to you on my phone. This team.
Anyway, it's Wednesday and it's the football show. We've got a great show in line for you guys today. We're talking about drugs, alcohol, sex with women, some doping. Some football, all other things nice, but yeah, this is the jam.
Give it to me now. Give it. Ah! Yes.
Oh.
Se baila así. Se goza más. Se baila así. Se goza más.
Shout out to the homie Daniel, actually.
Shout out to the homies, man. Shout out to the homies. What a fire jam. Anyway, this is the football show, man. Let's get started. So much to go through today. Uncle, are you ready?
No, man, I'm fired.
It's the football show. Thank you very much for joining us. Show about football, sex, drugs, alcohol. Maybe sex with women.
Maybe.
Maybe sex with women.
Maybe.
We've got a lot in store for you, but before I get into this, just gotta introduce the Uncle Kev in the building again.
I'll let you, boy.
Some say he is a gateway drug to yellowbonism, and that his suits can span the whole of Africa from Cape to Cairo.
Allegedly.
The godfather of beard gag, Squang.
Squang?
Squang! Squang! The man who brought to you... That's right. If you look closely, you'll probably find your girlfriend in his beard. All we know is that he is the God. Your uncle. Uncle Kevin in the building.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Oh, yeah. Fire mixtape, uncle. As you know me, it is your boy Karma Question. Only in the building because Red Nandi is not here. Durak Jesus is not here. Theo Moji is not here. Sean Matthews is not here. But holding it down for the squad. Yeah. I guess the big place to start off is in the transfer news. The biggest transfer news going on today. Paul Pogba, Man United... bid £85 million.
£85 million
yesterday for Paul Pogba. Uncle, let us discuss this. No,
it's just not fair.
Is he worth £85 million?
Look, I actually think he's worth in the region of 90 to 92 million.
What?
Just because the homie Pogisto is so muay on the ball. When else have you seen a guy so muay on the ball? Samba, he has it.
Does he have the samba?
He has it.
Is it?
Base, he has it.
Anything else?
Any skill you need, he has it. He just needs to change this thing of his of doing these blonde streaks in his hair.
Yeah.
Then he can be worth 95.
Okay.
But right now, how his hairstyle is going, also he has a bit of that, you know, Kong bless her swag.
Yeah.
So that's why he's worth 85 only.
Yeah.
If he can cut those things out of his game, standard 95 more. But I do think he's in the region of 90s though.
Come on. And then how much is Cristiano Ronaldo worth?
Right now?
Yeah.
Cristiano right now, I think he's worth 85 to 90 as well.
No. We're talking rubbish here. There is no way that a player who is 22 going on to 23. Okay, easy. He's got a few titles, a Serie A title with Juve.
Yeah. But remember that he took them to the Champions League against Madriza, and they almost pulled through.
Mm-hmm.
They almost pulled through.
Look, I just don't know if £85 million.
How much is he worth?
40.
40?
Yeah. I would pay.
Based on what?
I'd pay £40 million
based on
for
what?
Paul Pogba. This transfer market is inflated, and the reason why Juventus are asking for all this kind of money is because they know United are desperate to get their player back. A player that you guys... Oh, no, you're not a United fan.
No, a player that people
let go for free. Remember, he wound down his contract because Sir Alex wouldn't give him time in the first team.
True.
He wound down his contract and he went for free. And now you're going to buy the same guy for 85.
Business, boy. We are just here for the money. This is business.
All right.
No one cares that he was there before. Business.
Swag aside, but he always got swag.
He's got... That's what I'm basing my 90.
Moy.
He's moy. That's what I'm basing my 90.
He is moy.
He's 90 million worth of moy.
Yeah. 90 million worth of moy. All right, but realistically speaking, where is he going to play in the United midfield?
I don't think United's even a team that he should be considering, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
What the hell is he going to be doing in United? In the United team?
Isn't that?
I mean, they still have the likes of Smalling around Pogba.
Yeah.
That's disgraceful.
Yeah.
How can Pogba be playing with Luke Shaw, with all these random bus drivers?
Yeah.
And they expect Pogba to do anything for United. Fair, Mourinho's there. Mourinho can fit him in some way.
Yeah.
But that's just not the team for him. The formation doesn't suit him. The players around him don't compliment him. It's going to be a waste.
It's going to be a waste.
What do you think?
Look, Chief. He doesn't strike me as a supremely technical player, although I do believe that he can shoot left, right foot from afar, fuggy long range in the box. He can do all of that stuff, right? But I don't know what kind of play Jose Mourinho is going for in any case, because he says he's going to
the United style.
The United style is going to bring it back. Well, look, it's 120 trophies.
But under Sir Alex, Sir Alex can put the two of us in the Champions League final. He wouldn't score more. He'll find a way to not make us score more. But this is Mourinho.
Yeah.
This is Pogba.
Yeah.
This is a whole different setup.
Yeah. But look, that's enough about whatever his name is.
Pogisto.
Yeah. Anyways, actually, just one more. They are saying here it might actually be £100 million. That is ridiculous, man. I mean,
I hear they just did this 85 to see how much they're willing to let him go for. So they're just testing the waters.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing between the legal counsel at Juve and the legal counsel at United. It's just a bit of, you know, contractual disputes. You know, we do this on a daily.
Yeah.
So you know these things had to happen before a final bid goes in. But I am actually of the view that they're going to go maybe a little bit above 100.
You are saying, so Cristiano Ronaldo in 2009 went for £80 million.
In 2009.
In 2009.
Yeah.
He was what, 26? How old was that in 2009? Yeah, there.
He was in that region.
He was 24. He was 24 and went for £80 million.
Yeah.
Paul Pogba is 23 or 22. He's just got... But, I mean... No, Chief.
The reason why you don't respect this bit, Fair, Pogba doesn't score 50 goals a season.
Yeah.
But he's a midfielder at the end of the day. We can only judge those things from proper attackers in the final third. Pogba hasn't been playing in the final third for most, especially...
No, but that's not true. Pogba has played his game, especially when he plays for Juve, he plays higher
at
up
Juve.
The pitch
yeah,
than
Juve.
He plays for France. And we actually did discuss this last week when we were talking about how we feel he was misused and abused. By what you call this guy?
Some
by Didier Deschamps. Didier Deschamps, as King Anzo would say. But anyway, speaking of Paul Pogba, he's in Miami right now, living the best life. Basically playing basketball with Romelu Lukaku. I mean, these black brothers, they go there, they get these white girls, they eat veggies, and they forget about their African roots. I mean, yeah. Anyway, just, oh shit, I forgot to tell our listeners. This is the second last football show on Cliff Central.
Wow.
Shucks. Anyway, so next week will be our final episode. We're going to try and make it as muy as possible.
There will be strippers in the studio.
There will be strippers in the studio. Anything? No, but we are promising something.
Okay.
Yeah. There will be strippers in the studio. Grant is making signs. I'll take signs out the window.
I have a few of them in my beard right now. They're just warming up. I'll have them out for you guys by next week.
Yeah. And then let's look into some transfer news for the club that we all love the most. Leganes.
Yeah.
No, but is there any player who's on the transfer list who's not linked with Arsenal?
I think even I'm linked to Arsenal right now.
Yeah.
Because that's just how Wenger works.
Yeah.
But who are we actually... Who's close to signing for the Gunners?
No
one. Fair enough, we've got Granit Xhaka.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice signing.
Yeah. Wonderful.
We need a little bit of a something. Who have they linked us to now?
Now, Arsenal have signed Bolton Wanderers, 19 or 20-year-old young man. I'll have his name for you just now.
How close are we to getting Gabigol?
Gabriel Barbosa is not... It seems to have gone quiet from there.
We need him.
Look...
Walcott needs to come play in the PSL.
Mm-hmm.
We need to just accept that it's PSL quality.
Yeah.
Give us Gabigol at least.
Man. And then there's this thing. These guys are they're living the best life. Imagine you're like 25. You've got bad bads. You've got all the sheets in the world. And you've got a six pack, nyana.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sun and you're in Ibiza. There's probably some drugs. A little bit of drugs, some Molly going around, and, just a little bit.
Some Miley Cyrus going around.
Some Miley Cyrus.
Maybe even that.
Look at Mesut Ozil just living his best life with Emre Can and Julian Draxler.
Dog, I love this
guy. I feel like those are the cool kids of the German team.
Dog, I love this guy, bro.
Which one, Ozil?
Yes.
He's so cool.
Based on his moyness.
Based on his moyness.
That's £100 million right there.
Easy. Yeah, so here's my question. If Pogba is 100, how much is... Mesut
Let's
Ozil.
Leave him at 85. Let's leave Pogba at 85.
If Pogba is
Mesut, straight clipper.
Mm-hmm.
Straight clipper. We need Mesut. If anyone wants Mesut, 100 million.
Okay, so Arsenal have signed England under 21 international Rob Holding.
I'm not mad at that.
He sounds like a hardware store owner.
No,
hi, my name's Rob Holding. I own this hardware store.
No, but I'm not mad at that.
Mm-hmm.
Because think about it, our defense is shaky.
Mm-hmm.
If we still want to be depending on Mertesacker, of all people.
But what is a 19/20-year-old going to do for you, who's coming from the championship team that's just been relegated, going to do for your defense? Granted, it's in England, under 21 international. Anyway, the bid is believed to be in the region of about £2 million. So another Arsene Wenger-esque type signing there.
Business as usual.
And then we spoke a bit about it last week. Morocco Swallows have now bounced back into the league. Why is Panyaza Lesufi so involved there?
I think he's got some shareholding somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Must be. Because the only reason why someone like him would even be involved,
yeah,
is for sheets.
For sheets, you read?
Standard.
Let us move on. Do you think Arda Turan will come to Arsenal?
I don't think so.
Why is Arsenal being linked with Arda Turan?
Well, we've been linked with Benzema, we've been linked with Higuain. Why is this a surprise to you?
I apologize. I take it back.
But I do think it'd be a good signing if it does happen.
We are finally getting to that part of the season where a lot of the players are coming back from their holidays. And I think a few preseason matches have happened already. We spoke about United last... Did we speak about United? No, we didn't. United actually played against Wigan over the weekend and they won 2-0.
Easy game
for United. Jose Mourinho's first game in charge. And then I think Arsenal will play Lille in France on Friday.
United's also playing actually on Friday.
Yeah, United are playing on Friday as well. Yeah. And then let us move on to some more transfer.
What do you think about that Lille game?
There's no Eden Hazard anymore at Lille. What's that lighty who's just gone to Juve? The quick one.
Yeah,
he's gone as well. So look, it's a steamrolling, Chief. It's a steamrolling.
But even in United's first game that they just played, I didn't see any Mourinho in that team. It just looked like a bunch of lights.
Did you watch the game?
I watched a little bit of it.
And how did it go?
As I said, it just looked like a standard game where you put an 11 down and they just figure out what's happening on the pitch. It didn't seem as though they were playing any style of football close to what Mourinho's linked to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's United. We don't need to waste our time on United.
Yeah, I know we don't.
That's Anza's job. And he ain't in the building.
He ain't in the building. Now, this is something I was laughing with Direct Jesus on Monday. Did you see Demba Ba's leg break?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? The new one?
No.
Now, you see, this is where a cheating comes in. Just give me a moment and I'll explain to you what
I'll
I'm saying.
I'll give it.
Basically, if you are that old and you claim to be a 28-year-old or however old he claims to be.
There's much experience in his face.
You know, like K-Lite, when you buy a new TV, you know. His bones went like that, boss. Did you see that?
I don't know
if anyone saw that video, but that is essentially how Demba Ba's bones shattered.
But what I like about him, when he woke up, and when he just woke up in the hospital, he was like, "Did we win the game?" So at least he has the team's best wishes in his heart. You know? Did he win a game? But that's also something an old timer would say.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So
definitely.
I do think that guy's lying.
And then another one-time Arsenal project. What was his name? What's that little Wellington da Silva? He's gone back to
worsting, Matt.
He was worsting. And then
he's gone back to where?
Yeah,
to his house
to Fluminense in Brazil. Yeah, he's gone back to Fluminense.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and then Zlatan Ibrahimovic declares intentions to become God of Manchester in response to Eric Cantona's quip about...
There was too much.
No, but at least Cantona's being honest. You can't want to be a God, king of Manchester when King Cantona is there. If I wasn't an Arsenal fan in 1996, because I've been an Arsenal fan for that long.
I'll let you, boy.
If I wasn't an Arsenal fan then, Chief, I'd have been in love with Cantona.
No ways, man. Yes.
Cantona, yes. Did you get it? Cantona, who's the chance with the collar?
Listen to what I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Cantona.
Yeah.
Talking the. How can you even? Oh my God, this guy, bruh. No ways. Cantona.
Yeah.
Look, Cantona's more than everything, man. But let's be honest. On the swag scale, he's nowhere near.
On the swag scale. On the swag scale. Which other football player do you know who would kick a fan who's spoken shit to him today? That is swag. You can't even block that. He's a wolf. Finish and clap.
Yeah, he's a wolf, but...
Yeah.
No. It's just not...
No.
Remember when Thierry came in the game, long socks, long sleeve, gloves?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to kick fans for that. That's proper swag. Cantona has antics. Fair enough, he has antics.
Mm-hmm.
But on the swag scale, he's just no way. No
Cantona has swag, boy.
Nah, there's no way.
Cantona has swag.
Such
anyway,
a hairy gent.
Against one thing that we also forgot, Riyad Mahrez to Arsenal. Like I said, who is not being linked with Arsenal? N'Golo Kante has also gone to Chelsea.
True.
Yeah, no, he's...
I think he should have actually just stayed one more season, played some Champions League,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe moved. But, you know, we are from Africa, we love money.
It is about a man. I need a man, Chief.
Black Texas, Chief.
Do you think, how well do you think N'Golo Kante is going to fit in at Chelsea, uncle?
I was actually chatting to Anza about this.
Yeah.
I don't actually think it's a good signing.
Mm-hmm.
Although some have said that it could work the way that it worked when Claude Makélélé was there, when Essien was there.
Like a ball carrier.
Exactly. So
a water carrier.
He's
sorry.
A bit more he's a bit more mobile than what's this guy called who's in there now? Matic.
You see?
And they do the same job. Mm-hmm. Although Kante is a bit more mobile, so I think it's an easy signing. He's been in the Premier League. They just won the championship.
Yeah,
so it's a safe signing.
It's a safe signing for Chelsea.
Safe signing.
Anyway, here's a completed list, an A to Z of all ins and outs in terms of the Premier League thus far.
Let me hear this. I'm actually this is why I came to the show today. I'm
Arsenal: Granit Xhaka, 33.8 million from Borussia Dortmund. Mönchengladbach: Takuma Asano, undisclosed from San Francisco Hiroshima. Outs: Isaac Hayden. To Newcastle. Wellington Silva, obviously back to Fluminense. John Torral has gone on loan to Granada in España. Dan Crowley, who I think is a talent, he's gone on loan to Oxford. Mikel Arteta, Matthew Flamini, and Thomas Rosicki all released. Bournemouth: Jordan Ibe, 15 million from Liverpool. Is that a good buy?
Great buy.
He's got swag.
Great buy.
Also, he's got swag.
Yeah, great buy.
He's almost on the same swag level as Daniel Sturridge.
No. Hold it. I know that Daniel Sturridge has super large lips, but his swag is on another
level. His swag is on another level.
Nah, he's on another
so Jordan Ibe is not there yet.
He's not there yet. He needs a bit more time.
Okay. So, and then out. Matt Ritchie, 12 million to Newcastle. Tommy Elphick, 3.6 million. Lee Tomlin. Wow, no, we don't care. Burnley, we don't care. Chelsea, Mitchy Batshuayi, 33 million from Marseille. Nice. N'Golo Kanté, 30 million from Leicester City.
Nice.
Now, that's 63 million outlay on transfer spend alone before you even get into wages.
Yeah.
This TV money changing the game, fam. What do you think, Michy, about Michy Batshuayi?
I've never rated him as a player. I think he's pretty much just above average.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the job done, but I don't know why Chelsea have gone out and got this young lad.
What potential? And then N'Golo Kanté, we've already spoken about him. Then yeah. Out. Anyone of note here? The problem with Chelsea is that they've got so many players out on loan that you actually don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
here.
Wow. Yeah.
And then let's go to Crystal Palace. Andros Townsend got in to Newcastle when January.
No.
Yeah, he went to Newcastle in January from Spurs for 12 million, I think. Okay. He's just gone to Crystal Palace for 13 million from and then James Tompkins 10 million from West Ham, and Steve Mandanda 1.5 from Marseille. Maybe Anzo will probably say Mandanda because he's Mandanda, Mongolo and Mandanda. But out. Dwight Gale.
But is he really worth 1.5?
He's
swearing it.
But he's going to have £150,000 in his pocket as
per week.
No, as you know, part of. I think you get 10% of your transfer fee.
Yeah.
So £150,000, he's got that. Dwight Gale is out to Newcastle, which is strange. I thought Dwight Gale was he's a firelight. He used to be at Arsenal. He was at Arsenal Academy. David Gregory, we don't care. Everton, Martin Stecklenburg, £850,000 from Fulham. Tim Howard has gone back to America. Leon Osman, Steven Pina, Stilo, Felipe Rode, Jindrich, Stanek, and Jordan Thornley. And then Hull, no one cares about Hull. Leicester City have bought Ahmed Musa for 16.6 million from CSK Moscow. That guy's fire. He plays for Nigeria. He's a Nigerian international. He is fire. I think he's going to.
Fire.
Maybe I'm reading too much into this, but he seems to me like a player that could possibly replace Riyad Mahrez.
Oh, no ways.
But anyway, let's leave that. Then Nampalis Mendy, 13 million from Nice. Shout out to the people in Nice and the unfortunate incidents that happened last weekend. Luis Hernandez, Luis, on a free. And then out. N'Golo Kanté, 30 million Chelsea. Andre Kamaric, 8.5 million to Hoffenheim. And the rest we really don't care about. Liverpool, Inns, Sadio Mane. Fire guy.
Fire a little bit.
34. But is he worth £34 million?
As I said, a little bit. So a little bit means 23 million.
And then Loris Karius. These are like essentially Jurgen Klopp kind of signings. We don't even know who these people are. And then Joe Matip, we know him. He pretends to be from Cameroon, I think.
Pop.
Out Jordan Ibe, we've spoken about him. Martin Skrtel has gone to Fenerbahce. Finally, he leaves. Sergio Canos, Lawrence Vigoro, Jordan Rosita, João Carlos Teixeira,
Danny
Ward.
He has to be fired.
With a name like that. João Carlos Teixeira.
Ah, he has to be fired.
And then José Henrique. Oh, shame. Colo Torre is out. Samed Yassil. And all of. Man City ends. IK Gundogan. 20.3 million from Borussia Dortmund. Fire.
He's Fire.
Nolito, 13.8 million from Celta Vigo. Remember, we were watching him yesterday.
Yeah.
When we were at the zone.
Yeah, true.
He almost missed that goal. I mean, this guy, I don't know why Pep Guardiola would spend 13.8 million, but.
No, 13.8 is nothing. And he's coming from City.
But he's 29 years old. But anyway, we'll see. And then, Oleksandr Zinchenko. £1.7 million from FC UFA. It sounds like UFC.
It doesn't sound fire.
And then Aaron Moy.
Yeah!
Aaron Moy from Melbourne City. But Melbourne City is a Manchester City feeder club, so whatever. And then out, Seko Fofane, 3.8 million to Udinese. Aaron Moy, how?
Already?
He's already been loaned out.
We just spoke about him now going in.
Gone already to the Huddersfield. Jack Byron, Charlie Albinson, Martin De Michelis. Okay, he's out.
Yeah,
Man United ends.
Oh, you the moist guy right now on the streets.
Who's the moist guy right now?
Zlatan.
In Eric Bailey, 30 million from Villarreal.
That's a good signing.
Yeah. Henrik Mkhitaryan, 26.3 million from Borussia Dortmund. And Zlatan Ibrahimovic for free from Fari.
Imagine.
Out. Tyler Reid, Ashley Fletcher, Oliver Rathbone, Victor Valdez to Middlesbrough. Oh, yeah.
Valdez must
No, but Aitor Karanka is at Middlesbrough.
Okay.
His former. But Aitor Karanka was at Real Madrid, I think. So, but anyway, I think they know each other from Spain. Joe Rothwell, Nick Powell. For free to Wigan.
Standard.
Nick Powell, wasn't he touted as like a United great white hope recently?
I think he's worth like a six pack of energies right now.
Okay.
Shout out to Onga, it's his favorite player.
And then George Dorrington. I don't even know who George Dorrington is. He's out. Middlesbrough, they're the new team that has just been promoted into the English Premier League.
And they're making so many signings, have you seen?
But Sheets, fam, they've got Sheets now.
From who? From which?
TV money.
From how?
That promotion game is worth £100 million or something like that. You get £100 million. Anyway, Middlesbrough, Martin Deroon, £12 million from Atalanta in Italia. Victor Fischer, £3.8 million from Ajax.
Poor.
Antonio Barragan, we don't even know. Victor Valdes for free. Out, we don't care. Anyway, Southampton.
Nah, worst thing.
Who's their new coach, actually?
Worst thing.
Who's the new coach of Southampton?
No one knows.
We'll find out sooner or later. Outside of Mane, 34. Yo, but they've lost players, eh? Sadio Mane, 34 million to Liverpool. Graziano Pelle has gone to Shandong Luneng for... Huh! Victor Wanyama, Tottenham, £11 million.
Tottenham's going to be fire this year.
They're going to be so fire, boy. They're going to be so more. I actually fear for Arsenal, as we do every season.
Stop it.
And then Stoke City in Steven Sidwell for free. Steve Sidwell is still playing football.
Dog. He's like Mertesacker. They must come coach the 14th.
Yusuf Koban, free from Hoffenheim. Mark Waddington, Kilmarnock. Benjamin Barber. I don't even know who these people are, man.
These just sound like random white guys.
Sunderland, we don't care. Swansea City, we don't care, do we? Then Tottenham Hotspur in. These guys have been doing some serious transfer business. Vincent Janssen, top goal scorer in the Dutch Eredivisie for AZ Alkmaar, £17 million. Victor Wanyama, £11 million from Southampton. I think we might have.
Do you like Wanyama? Wanyama, as Anz would say.
Wanyama. I don't like Wanyama because he perpetrates the stereotype of African players just being midfield destroyers
and just being dick
and just being. Dirk, exactly. So, but I mean,
but
I think
that's his job.
But that's his job, shame, and he probably gets paid well for it. Watford have a guy who I will guarantee you is Nigerian.
Who?
I don't know what this guy looks like, but his name is Isaac Success. His name is Isaac Success.
He's currently on the off-season at Kong right now, blessing babies.
Blessing babies, Hada.
So he must be Niger.
Then Christian Kabasele from Genk. Jerome Sinclair from Liverpool. Juan Camilo Zuniga. Juan Camilo.
Give him the captaincy.
Give him the captaincy. Give Juan Camilo the captaincy.
And then you know what we need to do from now on? We need to make a swag 11 every week.
No, yeah, we need to make a swag 11. We used to have a swag 11, but you know, Joao just stopped making them. Anyway, let us move swiftly along. West Bromwich Albion have signed one player from QPR, Matt Phillips. Well done. Very West Bromwich Albionish. Callum Jones has gone to Accrington. Anders Lingard. Wasn't he a goalkeeper for Man United?
Dog.
Yeah. He's gone for free to Preston. Victor Anichebe is also out. We don't know where he's gone to. Samir Nabi and Stefan Cessignon have all been released.
Cessignon.
Another team that has been doing a lot of work in terms of transfer spend this time around is West Ham. They've actually been linked with a move back for Carlos Tevez, even Gonzalo Higuain.
No, but Higuain, hasn't it been confirmed that he's moving to what's his
It's not confirmed. They came out and denied yesterday.
Oh, for
they
real?
They needed, I think they need to cough up like 85 million or something in order to get him. I mean, Stan.
But he's not worth 85 though.
Look, he's 29. He is a notorious choker. Mm. Like, the highlight reels for me for Gonzalo Higuain just...
Tap-ins.
Not tap-ins. Like, missing when he needs to score. That's what I always think about. But he's a fire striker, don't get me wrong. I just don't think he has what it takes anymore. A 25-year-old Gonzalo Higuain for 80 million, I could buy it.
80?
Yeah, Napoli are asking for 85 million from Juve. Anyway, West Ham United, Manuel Lanzini has... supposedly, finally, you know, become a permanent player. Because Lanzini was there last season. Tony Martinez from Valencia. Harvard Nordveit, a former Arsenal trainee for free from Borussia Mönchengladbach. Domingos Quina. Sofiane Feghouli. Oh, that's a fire player for free from Valencia. I think he's an Algerian international. Gokhan Touré on loan from Besiktas. Ashley Fletcher for free from Man United. And then the outs. James Tompkins. Stephen Henry, Elliot Lee, Cal Noyle, Antonio Brown. What a username. That's like a name of a porn star.
Antonio Brown.
It's like Wesley Pipes or something like that. I don't know. Alexander Chambers, Nathan Mavila, Lawrence Nasher, and Martin O'Brien. Who else here? Now, that's about everyone. Uncle Kevin is busy brushing his beard, in case you guys are wondering why he's so quiet. Now, let us move swiftly along to the issue of doping. Now, in case you guys have been hiding under a rock somewhere, if you were watching the news on Monday, today is Wednesday. On Monday, the World Anti-Doping Association revealed, that they had investigated Russia, and it had turned out that all, if not most, of the blood samples from Russian athletes from the 2010 Winter Olympics, to date, were tainted by HGH cappuccinos. You know,
are we actually surprised?
We're not surprised. What actually killed me was the fact that the FSB, essentially the Russian intelligence service, were involved in masking drug results and stuff like that.
Look, I like that, and let me tell you why.
Yeah.
If they're so dedicated for results, get everyone involved. I mean, you can't have your athletes seeing fire and then your intelligence then killing them further for them seeing their own fires.
Mm-hmm.
If we need guys to perform,
mm-hmm.
get them the doping,
mm-hmm.
and then have us, you know, have us cover it up. Let our boys win.
Look,
let our boys play.
I think the fact that the FSB got involved is the biggest demonstration of patriotism of all time.
True.
I mean, these guys have covered up doping from 2010. So essentially what these guys would do, there was, and they made specific reference to the Sochi Games, I think it was the Winter Olympics last year.
And they were horrible.
So they used to, Theo Mojo was talking about it on Monday, where he says they used to put like urine samples. So let's say, you know, you're going to be doping next year.
Yeah.
They put urine samples in.
This year?
Yeah. You know, no. This year, like now, we know that Sochi's coming next year.
Yeah.
And we know we're going to dope.
Standard.
So we pee now because we're still clean. Well, if you think so. We pee now. They freeze the sample. They freeze the sample in Sochi for next year. And then when you then go for your testing, they switch the samples in the FSB building in Sochi. That, guys, is how you dope. However, as you all know, we on the Football Show believe in equality. We believe that everyone must be allowed to dope, because the fact is everyone does it.
He's actually doping, yeah.
Everyone is doping. Make doping legal, and then we'll see who the best athletes are. If your doping is better than my doping, then well done. You've done best, boy. What is the moral argument against doping? Because it's essentially a moral one. What is it?
The thing is, what they've portrayed it to be is that some are cheating, some are playing by the rules.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, this is a performance-based argument.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get your athletes to perform better than mine,
mm-hmm.
that's your development.
Yeah.
If we don't have the technology, being the doping,
yeah,
then why are you angry? Get the technology. Do what these guys did at Sochi.
Yeah.
And let your boys play. I don't think there's an athlete right now who hasn't doped in their lives or isn't currently doping.
Right, and then let's move on to speak some about some local football a little bit. Mamelodi Sundowns, Masandawana. Is that what they're called? They are Masandawana, isn't it?
True.
Yeah, true. In case you're wondering, they went up to Egypt in Cairo and they whipped the shit out of Zamalek. I think they become the first South African team to go up to Egypt and beat Zamalek. So they've broken that record, and they need one more point to make it to the semifinals of the CAF Champions League. Obviously, the brilliant Kama Biliat doing his thing.
He's fire.
That boy's fire.
Kama's fire.
Luckily for him, I think he's the correct age. That's why he looks so like slight.
But he needs to start doping. You know,
he needs to start doping. But if he probably starts doping, he will lose his swag.
I hear his kid is actually 13 to 14 years. Isn't the size of his kid?
He also dabs. Have you seen his dab celebration?
Nah, he's being fast.
Dab. No, but he dabs properly. He dabs. He does it well. Okay. So congratulations to Mamelodi Sundowns. I think they arrived this morning back from Egypt after their historic win. They went on a young tour of Egypt, looking at the pyramids, looking at the how you call it, Akhenaten, and those people in the in the Egypt. Yeah, I don't know how you say
it. That doesn't sound Egyptian at all.
This is supposed to be a French, so I know what to say. A And another one, this, sorry, I forgot about this. Neven Subotic,
yeah,
has been on the sidelines, has been on the bench at Borussia Dortmund, and there's rumors that he might actually go to Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough, but I've heard that, that the contractual disputes, they've actually broken down, so he might not even be going in any event.
Anyway, this is a funny one. The Belgian Football Association have advertised the head coach vacancy on their website. Wolves or not?
Wolves.
Why?
Dude, you don't have the balls to do those things. Just on a whim. You need to be a wolf to be able to do that.
Anyway, I was just thinking to myself the other day, what must it be like to be Cristiano Ronaldo's son? I say this because I was looking at his gram.
His son is the gram.
No, Cristiano's gram.
Oh, I thought you were talking about his son's gram. I was going to be like, nah, mate.
Yeah. Anyway, sticking with some local football, Feyenoord, the... I'm trying to speak like us. Feyenoord, the Dutch Eredivisie team, are in South Africa looking for some talent. I don't even know. So it's called the Free State International Football Program. I did not know that such a thing existed. It's a partnership between Free State Province, Feyenoord Academy, and SimSport International.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, they are here to look at young talent and, you know.
Steel, that's what they're here for.
Essentially.
They're here to do it. They're trying to find a young Pogba in the midst, convert him when he's of age.
And we spoke about Riyad Mahrez earlier on, and turns out they want $45 million for Riyad Mahrez.
I think that's fair.
A player they bought for $600,000.
But I think that's fair.
Though. No, cheap. That's too much.
Why? How much is he worth it? If not 45.
$25 million.
No.
What market are you? What? No. But what market are you living in, chief?
25.
No.
Riyad's arguably the best player of Leicester last season.
No, he is. Definitely the best player of Leicester.
So then how can you say that N'Golo is worth 35 and he's worth 25? How do you rationalize this?
Okay, N'Golo is worth 25 for N'Golo and 35 for Riyad.
No, 45 for Riyad.
No, 25.
Salam Riyad, I got your back, homie.
Oh, shame. Is it one of those though?
Holla at me.
Alright. And then Chelsea eye a £25 million deal for Lindelof, whoever that is. We don't know who that is. What did I want to say? Yes. I finally remembered. So, you know, like Henry Mkhitaryan has gone to Man United.
Dog, I'm so sad.
He was supposed to come to Arsenal.
Dog, I'm so sad.
Bro. You got the keys, fam?
I got him.
Yeah. South Africa's top goal scorer, Collins Bessouma, he's joined like another club in here.
But Collins also, how is Collins also still playing? It just shows the level of SA football. If Collins is still playing and he's still top scorer,
yeah.
What does that say for
him? Remember we spoke about it last week where Chris Katongo left in January and came back and still collected the golden boot. He left in January and still collected the golden boot in May. This is the level of South African football that we're at right now.
I just hope Skillo comes to Chiefs though.
Where do you think he's going to go though?
Look, bro, the Sheets, he wants to be the highest paid player in SA. So Sheets have to come from Sandawana. So he might go to Sundowns, but I know he wants to play in the Soweto Derby. And that does also mean that he might be going to Pirates.
Okay.
But I do want him at Chiefs, but I don't know if we can afford him.
How much is he?
I hear he wants to be paid in the region of like $650 a month.
Dollars?
No.
1,000?
Yeah.
Ah, fuck that now.
What do you mean, fuck that?
How many games did you play for Everton last season? You can't live on past glories and then come here and demand your... No, chief. You want to get a fat paycheck just because you're washed? No, chief. No, just have my chance.
Okay, since you're being this greedy guy, how much do you want him to get?
Look, I'd say...
Bearing in mind that your friend Deco is getting about 420 to
450. Why is he my friend?
Deco always needs to start dope.
Because he goes to Kong.
Trap.
True. I think a salary of about 300,000 rand a month. That works for Stilo.
Of how much?
300,000.
Nah.
Fam.
You see now. You see now.
No, chief. 300,000 for me works perfectly.
Give him 500 at least. This is Kilo we're talking about. Give him 500.
No, chief. No. Why does he deserve 500,000? He hasn't even played a full season in the last four seasons.
Does he need to play
his injury? Yeah.
To come play in the PSL?
Yes.
No,
yeah.
You worst thing, mate.
Anyway, let us move on swiftly. Let's look at our theme of the week, which is nothing. But there's this picture of this Arsenal fan supporting Finn's life by donating a kidney to a Tottenham Hotspur fan. This is unheard of. She's just going to die. I mean, Chief, you guys are out here not even eating veggies.
Donating kidneys.
Donating kidneys.
Just not.
Anyway, you can get to us actually if you want to talk to us on 0861-555-189, or you can tweet us at footballshowcc, or you can follow us on what do you call that thing, Periscope, where we actually don't do anything, we don't post any videos. Also, Man United have touched down in China. Money spinning ventures. Hello, uncle.
Yes, right.
Would you go to China?
No ways. Look, it depends. Let me say it depends. If the bone is there, you'll find me in China. If the cash is there, you'll find me in China. The only thing is lifestyle. I'm a lifestyle kind of guy.
Do you think there are fire babies in China though?
Nah, I doubt it. Think about it. If you're gonna say that there's fire babies in China, or any, look, Asians are in my top three of all time.
Okay.
On my list.
Okay.
But I don't think they come from China. I'm looking more in the region of Japan, Thailand, Nyana.
Yeah.
But not China though.
You want to go to Thailand? Anyway, here's a funny story. So, a Catalan TV station has confessed, and remember, the Catalans are like Barcelona, Catalonia, those kind of places. They've basically confessed to removing Cristiano Ronaldo's abs from a photograph.
God, this is the highest form of haterism ever.
What kind of hate is that, bro?
This is hate.
Anyway, yes, the TV station is called Yes. They attempted to take away his defined stomach in a bid to make it look less impressive. The reason they say attempted is because it happens to be one of the worst Photoshop jobs
in the country.
In the country.
Matter of fact, in the world.
In the world. But yeah, I mean,
is that it there?
Yes. How much do you have to hate someone to remove their abs? How much do you have to hate someone to remove their abs from, like, you know?
Like, who's gonna believe this photo?
Babies.
Firstly,
babies.
Babies know Cristiano's abs. They know how many abs he has.
All of them.
They know the size of each abs.
Yeah. And then Mark Zuckerberg, we remember we spoke about
this guy.
No,
bro.
But I'm about to talk about a guy that you like.
Ooh, Zuckerberg.
Neymar. Yes, boy. Relax, boy. Mark Zuckerberg responds to Neymar responds to Mark Zuckerberg's Kippy Uppy challenge. But does he win? We don't care. And then Wayne Rooney speaking in Chinese in the most awkward thing you'll see today.
Wayne also, bro, I hate these guys. Zuckerberg and Wayne Rooney are basically the same guy for me. They both look like they drive Honda Jazz and wear sandals throughout the year. I can't stand these niggas, man.
And then this is one of the most cynical guys of all time. So Messi is on a yacht chilling somewhere, and this guy swims 1 kilometer out to Messi's boat, and he gets invited on board to just hang out.
Even though it's a nice chase, I still hate Messi. Have you noticed that Messi tries everything in
that
the
Cristiano
world?
That Cristiano does.
Yeah, dog. Yeah. You want to do anything to be cool, but it never works.
Yeah.
He had a fade, didn't work.
Now he's trying a beard.
He got a sleeve, didn't work. Beard, sing fires.
Sing fire.
Yacht, sing fires.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, we have to talk about this. Kim Kardashian shutting down Taylor Swift. For me, Kim Kardashian is our wolf of the week for the simple reason that... Look, I basically think Taylor Swift is a Satanist.
Why?
She probably eats babies at night. Why? Because she's a liar, Chief. She's a liar.
What is she lied about?
I mean, Kanye West is busy in New York and in LA eating vegetables, Chief. And Taylor Swift is eating KFC here in Nyaope.
She's a Nyaope boy. She's just a Nyaope boy.
So, I know if you remember, Kanye is track famous.
Yeah.
And Taylor was basically saying that she wasn't consulted on the use of... some of the lines in the song.
And then Kim Kardashian was like, I've got receipts, girl.
Kim Kardashian was like, girl, I got the receipts.
Receipts, girl.
And she Snapchatted a conversation between Kanye West and Taylor Swift, where Taylor actually says, no, I'm cool with that. It's like tongue in cheek. So, in your face, Taylor Swift. And then the most bizarre thing happened, was it yesterday or the day before, at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, though. You know, I was actually thinking to myself, Cleveland as a city.
Well, before we get there.
Yeah.
This new picture of Kim Kardashian, what's going on with her legs?
Well, is that thing real?
Is that a, what is that part that's flapping over? What is
maybe she's wearing like like, I don't know. No, I don't know what that. I don't know if you guys have seen it. There's a picture of Kim Kardashian on the internet today.
In a corset and lingerie.
I don't know where
that lingerie is. For those who speak proper English.
Lingerie. But what are those things, Chief?
I don't know what's going on with her body, bro. Honestly.
You know, maybe she's wearing something. Maybe.
She's not. That's her body flipping over itself.
No. I don't believe you, Chief.
Woman, please explain what's happening there.
No. Kim Kardashian's actually quite fire. Anyway, what is it going to talk? Yes, the Republican National Convention. Yeah. Donald Trump's wife, Melania Trump.
Fires also, but she's
worse. She was worsting our time yesterday. She basically plagiarized Michelle Obama's speech at the 2008 Democratic National Convention.
Not only now, that, Trump himself then plagiarizes Obama's tweet.
Yes!
The tweet that preceded the speech. Who does this guy think he is?
No, but guys. Politicians have been doing this to us for years.
But not like this.
Not like this.
Not like this, Manji.
This is not magic, Chief. This is witchcraft. This is disrespectful, Chief. What the hell is this about?
And she still says, my parents taught me. So her parents taught her the whole speech, basically. That's what she's saying.
Yeah, basically.
Because the sentiments held in Michelle Obama's speech, she comes on to say that those are the sentiments taught by her parents from a young age.
And look, it's all rubbish and we know that.
Stand easy.
Right, if Durek Jesus was here, I would have like said something about Zimbabwean football just to get him upset. But unfortunately, he is somewhere in northern Nigeria.
Do you guys have football there? My bad.
Okay, yeah, no, I just, yeah. And then a bizarre story this morning, or yesterday as well, speaking of Nigerians, Paul Le Guen.
Yeah.
I think he used to manage Cameroon and, you know, he was very successful.
He's
one of those successful PE teachers from Europe who come here and then manage African teams. Actually, Paul Le Guen had a career in France. Actually, I'm being an asshole. Paul Le Guen was appointed technical director of the Nigerian national team on Monday.
Yep.
The Nigerian FA announced it yesterday. Technical director, coach, or whatever you want to call it, Nigerian FA announced it on yesterday, and then today they announced that he doesn't want. So, for example, he doesn't want anymore because he says he doesn't want to live in Nigeria.
Ah, this man.
So, if you got a job in Switzerland,
I'm there.
Are you going to commute to Switzerland? Let's say your job, you're supposed to at least, because how many qualifiers do you play in a year? Let's say you play 5-6 games a year as a national team coach.
True.
You need to be around your players for at most 3 months in a season.
Prior, yeah.
Would you not live in Nigeria? You need to look at the local leagues. You need to look at local players.
Mm-hmm.
Understand, this guy, the contract negotiation broke down because he did not want to live in Nigeria.
Look, I mean,
why take the job, Papa?
No, I mean, look.
No, Chief, this is ridiculous.
But does he need to be there to scout players?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he doesn't need to be there. But he doesn't need to be there consistently.
Yeah.
I think this guy's just...
No, but he needs to be there in my view.
He's just being a cinqua.
Anyway, let's get into one of our favorite segments, the laundromat. So Lazio are known as one of those like serious clubs with like ultras and racist skinheads all over Italy and Rome and stuff like that. Now, when they opened their website or whatever for season ticket sales yesterday, up until now, the moment that we're speaking, they have managed to sell 11 tickets.
When did they open the website?
No, as in, you tell your season ticket holders, guys, it's season ticket time. We're opening up. They've managed to sell 11, yeah.
I think it's the starting lineup who actually bought those season tickets. But I'm not here for conspiracies, Chief.
Okay, you're not here for conspiracies. And then, La Liga Spanish side CD Leganes launched a kit with the world's first scratch and sniff badge.
Oh, no way.
What does that even mean? What is a scratch and sniff badge?
It depends what it smells like.
Uh-huh.
Remember FIFA 2001?
Yeah. FIFA 01, okay.
Yeah, I was a grown-ass man already. Anyway, yeah. But the disc itself, the PS1 disc, was scratch and sniff. So when you scratch it, you can smell the pitch. You know, like a wet pitch?
Mm. What?
Have you ever played on a wet pitch before?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know that smell?
Yeah, you know that smell, yeah.
You scratch the CD, that's what you would smell.
Really?
I'm thinking they're going for the same effect.
Is it?
Yeah, true.
Okay. And then Pele, the Eduardo Dos Santos do Nascimento.
Washed it.
Edward. No, Edson Arantes do Nascimento. That's his real name, sorry. He has taken it upon himself to record a special song inspired by the 2016 Rio Olympic Games. I can't stand that nigga as well, man.
Can this guy just retire, go home? Why does he still want money from us?
Yeah, I don't know. Look, and then if you remember, Will Greg is on fire. Will Greg has tied the game. He's tied Paul Pogba in UEFA shortlist of best players in Europe.
In Europe?
Yeah, in Europe.
All right.
What else do we have here? New Arsenal striker Takuma Asano cried after playing his last game for San Frenche Hiroshima.
Yeah.
I don't even know why he's crying. What a user. Do we call him a wolf? Or he's washed?
No, he's washed.
Yeah, no, definitely. And then some stuff on the side. Bottle jobs and gutless swim. Jose Mourinho is right to feel betrayed by his Chelsea players. I don't think so. On this day in 2001, Southampton win at St. Mary's for the first time with help from a pagan priestess called Dragonowak.
Oh my god. I wonder what they had to do to
it's
get
like
the
what
guy's services.
It's like what Leicester City did with the Dalai Lamas, or okay, that's wrong. With the monks that they had in the dressing room. If that had happened in Africa, they'd say people are using
witchcraft.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean Leicester City had monks in the dressing room getting people to do all kinds of stuff. Anyway, we're always looking for weird and wonderful things here on the Football Show. So to sign off on the laundromat today, we're looking for the most famous Georges in world football.
You guys, you're wasting people's data like this.
No, but you don't want to wait.
Who cares about a guy named George?
George Best. Charlie George.
Worst thing, Matt.
Is George Weah.
Hold on. Is
George Weah.
No.
Shut up.
Is George a swag
up.
Name? Is George a swag
it's
name?
It's a swag name.
How is George a swag name?
It's a swag name. Pirate Princess Player. Anyway, this is, I think this is Charlie George from Arsenal for the 1979-1980 double winning side. Yeah. In number 9 is George Weah. One standard. Of the greatest to ever do it.
Still a pop name.
Your face is pop. Then I think the king of swag, George Best. This guy was drinking whiskey, smoking cigarettes at halftime, doing cocaine, blowing dages, and still winning.
His son is the same thing, dog.
Is it?
Have you seen his son, Callum Best?
No, I haven't seen
him. He just loves babies. He played football for a little bit.
He
but
just
he
loves babies.
Babies so much that now he's just, you know, one of those guys just call himself a model and TV personality.
Yeah. No, but this is a used George, this one.
Who?
Whoever this George.
Look at his face.
Look at his face.
This is what I told you about hailing a guy's named George.
Anyway, I don't know who this George is.
Pop
George. But George. No, Moses Chunga. Oh! George Boateng! George Boateng, boy! He was just
fire.
That's a fire, George.
He's fire.
Yeah, that's
he's
a fire,
fire
George.
Fire. This is another pub, George. Yeah.
Another pub, George.
What is his name even?
We don't care what his name is. George Graham, manager of Arsenal in 1989-1990. No, 1989-1994 or 95 before Bruce Rioch took over. He gave Arsenal. He was part of the double winning side, I think, in the 1979-1980, and then he came back as a coach and he also won a double or something like that. Before Arsene Wenger took over, George Graham was Arsenal's best. Manager after was Henry Chapman, Herbert Chapman, George Hadwick. Who the fuck knows who that guy is?
He's a George.
Essentially, yo, Nigeria, Niger. We don't know who this George is,
but he's from Niger. He's black. We love him.
Yeah, nah, we love him. And then finally, yeah, Charlie George from Arsenal, a legend. And I don't expect Uncle Kevin to even understand or comprehend, you know. Yeah, basically. Anyway, guys, this has been our show today. We feel very sad that we're about to leave Cliff Central, but it's been a wonderful ride. Thank you for coming along with us. We're going to see you next week on The Last Football Show on CliffCentral.com. Be sure to log in. Be sure to tune in. Hide your kids, hide your wives, tell your mama, tell your girlfriends,
tell your strippers.
Tell your we're going to have a fire party in the studio here next week.
Tell
your babies to come see uncle
bring
and get a kiss.
Bring Sawara to Kernason.
Give us so you can come get a kiss. But until then, keep it locked on cliffcentral.com. And we love you guys. Thank you so much for giving us all this time of your lives.
We love kids. We love kids.
And to be fair, we love kids.
If anything else, I love
if anything else, I love the kids. You're never going to get these hours back. We love you. And remember, be kind to strippers. All boobs matter. And may the swag be with you.
This is CliffCentral.com.